And here's a couple of things we know. Number one, texting while driving is stupid. 25% of all car accidents are caused by texting, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which says it's 6 times more dangerous than drinking and driving. Number two, texting while driving is irresistible. Psychology Today reports that up to 97% of teens text while driving, and that 77% of teens have witnessed their parents texting while driving. Well, some lawmakers in the state of Massachusetts want a total ban on texting while driving in that state. And while the legislature considers it, Lieutenant Victor Flaherty of the West Bridgewater Police has to imagine how he's going to enforce it. Welcome to the program, officer.
Thank you.
So, Lieutenant, what challenges do you have right now trying to figure out how to enforce the laws that were put on the books in 2010?
Well, the challenges today is that, you know, the regular patrol officer is very difficult to observe this and to be certain enough to issue a citation. So it's pretty much unenforceable.
Aren't there records of cell phone activity that you can point to? I mean, if I say, no, officer, I was just looking at the map to figure out where I was going.
Right. Well, when we did our little sting down here, that's what we did. We had spotters and we observed and radioed down to uniform officers who stopped them. Some of them did say, you know, I'm on the phone. If they let the officer see that they were actually making a phone call and not texting or reading a text or an email, they were let go. So, I mean, that excuse is used a lot.
Of course, you can't use it here in New York where even being on the phone is illegal. But I love this. Do you really have texting stings there in West Bridgewater?
Yeah, we did it. Like I said, it was a pet peeve of mine, and it was brought to the forefront when I was doing a traffic study, which showed in a short period of time, like 1 month, that we had, you know, close to 30 accidents. And then looking at them closer, it showed that a large majority of them were rear-end accidents in a small strip of Route 106. So it's just inattentiveness. So I started looking into it a little more, and it popped in, you know, about texting again, which, like I said, is a pet peeve of myself.
Mildly. Well, it's more than a pet peeve. A lot of our listeners love to weigh in on this subject and talk about it. Here's some of the suggestions they have for helping you to do your job, Lieutenant Flaherty. Sean told us that campaigns with pictures of graphic death and injury from text accidents, actually there are already some of those, people need to see the concept of consequences. And Chris, another listener, says perfecting road or voice-to-text software so that people will be able to dictate a text without looking away from the road. And again, that technology is emerging on the iPhone and some of the Samsung mobile phones. What do you think of those suggestions?
Well, the first suggestion is a really good one because we are starting a program with the schools for juniors and seniors on texting and also doing the shock where, you know, you show different PowerPoint presentations and photos. And we're also introducing, and we're currently testing now, a device that will block texting while you're driving to bring to that meeting to, or, you know, to get the parents more involved and say, you know, yeah, you can have this car, but you're going to have this device so that you can't text.
Do you think this is a problem with everyone or most significantly teenagers?
Everyone. I mean, anybody that's been in that. I call it the ages when it started. You know, my kids are 24 and 23 now, and they start at 16. So I'm saying anybody from like 16 to 40, it seems to be the age where texting really has taken hold.
So this is even a problem in the Flaherty household?
Oh, yes. It was one of my big sticking points with my children when they were younger. They grew up in this age. At 16, I remember getting those tremendous bills for over-texting, you know, for their phones. And it was a real pet peeve of mine to say, okay, now they're driving. So, I mean, it's a scary thing just to have kids when they start driving, but now we have all this technology, so they're texting. And unfortunately, back then, they didn't have this device that I'm looking into now to block the texting. And then you bring forward, now they're in their, you know, early 20s now, and now they're legally be able to have a, you know, a drink at a local establishment. Now you have a few drinks, now you're texting. Texting, the reaction time in studies is slower than if somebody was legally intoxicated, their reaction time. So now you put the two together, that's just we're just looking
scary.
For
that's scary.
A real bad accident.
Lieutenant, that is scary. Lieutenant Victor Flaherty, West Bridgewater Police, who actually that's his job, enforcing these partial text bans in Massachusetts where they're considering a total text ban. Thanks so much, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.